I've got a good base of fitness and I feel sharp enough to play, yes. I think I'll only get stronger and better as the games go on, but if required, I'm ready to go. The boys won at Scunthorpe, which is, there wasn't a win away from home for a long time, as I gather. So to get the win was good for the group. I think they played really well at Gillingham from the reports, but to be honest, that doesn't really matter if you lose. The most important thing is to get results and get wins, draws away from home, whatever it be. But from what I can see, there's great young players here and talented players. We just need that game management to win the games and a bit of luck, maybe.
For you as well, you've seen it as a fresh start coming into a team like this. It's pretty much a brand new team, isn't it, from this season? And like I say, you're pretty new to it all anyway in September.
Yeah, obviously it's, with what's going on at the football club and a new squad entirely, which is difficult to then go and get results straight away. So it's no coincidence that, it has been a slow start. But I think from what I can gather here, the fans are very frustrated and are waiting for a football team to start bouncing back up the leagues and start doing well. So, responsibility for us and the players is to really knuckle down now, work hard and start fighting for points as the fans expect us to. I'm not saying the boys haven't been fighting for points, but it's now time to really get them points on the board and start. We can't hide behind the fact that we're a new squad or a young squad. For me, that's excuses. But from what I can see and hear from the performances, they've not been far off. It's just been them fine lines, maybe a bit of bad luck. But obviously, with people new into the squad, maybe then things can change.
And can you see it now, working with the lads, meeting the lads? Can you start to see this now, the whole gelling and the way they're starting to play, especially the last couple of games? It is coming together.
Yeah, I think, I can see in training especially. There's a lot of talented footballers here. Sometimes it can be, again, luck. It can be just, a result away from home like Scunthorpe that can kick you on. Gillingham was disappointing, but again, from what I can gather, it was the better team that didn't win the game. So that's a positive out of obviously a negative. But we feel confident enough if we keep going, and I'm sure the manager would tell you all, if we keep going, it will turn.
And of course, this Saturday against Barnsley, home crowd, this is the place to do it, isn't it?
I think so. Obviously this stadium is one of the best stadiums in the league. The fans are obviously deserving of a result at home. We feel confident and we're ready to work hard to get them 3 points, and it's up to us. There's no one else that can do it but the players.
You, like David Norris came in a couple of weeks ago, really saying about the manager was a big incentive for you to come to this football club. What was he saying to you? What brought you to the club, the manager, made you come here?
Yeah, well, if you speak to him straight away, you get the fact that he wants to win and he wants to be successful. With it in mind, he's got a very young squad in this division. Obviously, there's been difficulties at the football club over the recent years. But again, this is a fresh squad, and he was confident that things will turn. And, from training with the squad and being around it, I agree. He's enthusiastic about football. He wants to be successful regardless of having a young squad or any form of difficulties over the few years. Like I say, he just wants to win and wants to be successful for the football club, and the football club have got a good manager there.